This is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. A lot of young advisors in the first 3 to 5 years of their career feel like they have to toe the line between selling and helping. I just want to make that really clear that you don't have to toe the line, you don't have to compromise. Let me give you a little bit perspective on why I feel that way. Get the pen and paper out. This comment comes to us today from Bryant Parker, and I think the gist behind this really is something that people deal with, and that's the reason why I wanted to shed some light and perspective on it. And I think, you know, when it comes to whether or not you're going to be able to really help people, or you have to put that in the back seat and try to provide for your family and your financial needs, you know, a lot of times there's a struggle there. And how do you bridge that gap? How do you make sure that you don't fall into that as a dilemma is what we're going to talk about today. So first thing, I think you need to develop a true north. What do I mean by true north? This is who you are, what you're all about, what you won't compromise on, all those things. I would say that money typically is just an amplifier. Money, I don't believe, is either good or bad. I just believe it amplifies characteristics in you that are already there. The same for fame and popularity and all those other things. So if you're a truly good person, when you receive goods and reward and money and fame and all this kind of stuff, it's going to make you a better person. And if you're not a good person, those things are going to do the opposite. So I always recommend to my coaching clients, have a morning routine, you know, something that, you know, espouses who you are, affirms who you are, reasserts the vision that you have for your life, and you recite that until it is ingrained in your ethos, and that you can just ooze that thing. If somebody were to squeeze you, your vision would come out. That's how it should be. And I think developing that true north is the very first thing that allows you to have clarity around whether or not you have to, you know, espouse the motive of selling to benefit, you know, all these other things, right? So I don't necessarily look at it from the same point as Brian, but I hear what he's saying. I think that as a person, if you stay true north, then the money will come. It may not come immediately, but that's why you need to have all these other things that I'm about to talk about in place so that you don't have to compromise on your true north. Because if you do, there will be hell to pay later on in life, because you, those little compromises eventually end up into one big compromise that then tanks everything. And it shows up in different ways, business, personal, relationships, things of that nature. So you always want to develop that true north and you want to stick to it. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Now, let's talk about practically speaking. Now, what is compensation? When somebody gives you remuneration or money or compensation for a task that you've done, what are they essentially saying? This is a principle that I picked up from Rabbi Daniel Lappin. And this was really eye-opening to me. When somebody compensates you or pays you for a service or a product that you gave them, they are essentially saying thank you. If they did not appreciate that, generally speaking, they will not pay you more than once. They may do it the first time, but they won't keep on doing it. So you have to realize that you're in the financial services industry, you are a servant first. And when people compensate you for what you provide to them, advice, product, service, or any of the above, or a combination of those of the above, they're essentially saying thank you. So you need to view it that way. I think if you view it that way, you don't necessarily connotate or label selling in a bad way, that you have to then choose between selling and, you know, what are, you know, maybe more ethical or moral things in life or greater motives. First of all, remember, like we said earlier, that money is just going to be amplifying whatever type of person you are underneath. The second thing is you can genuinely be proud of when you render a service or give a product to somebody that they pay for and it adds value to their life. You know, it would be just like if you were going to get a haircut or a massage or your nails done or any of those type of things, you would pay that person and you don't feel any weirdness around it. They rendered a service to you and you appreciated it. You know, my masseuse, I definitely appreciate her. I love every time I go spend an hour every month, I'm happy to tip her and I'm happy to pay the service fee for what she does because she provides a value for me. And she doesn't feel weird about it, and neither do I. I don't think you should feel any weirdness about what you do as a financial servant, as long as you're doing something you believe in and you're really providing a service to the people that are buying that product. So let's address practically also the other side of Brian's comment, which was providing for your family. And I think this is a big one here, right? I think practically speaking, you need to, you know, account for the fact that when you start from zero, whether that's with a firm or on your own, that you need anywhere from 18 to 36 months of runway in order to really do this thing correctly. And I would say that 18 to 36 months of runway won't all be zero revenue for you. But if you had somebody in the house, as my wife calls, a sponsor that's making income, or if you had savings or something of that nature, it's going to help. Because not only do you have your personal expenses that are going to keep on going while you're running this business, you don't have any business income, likely speaking, for, you know, a little while. So you need to compensate for that. And then when the business starts to get up and running, it's going to have its own expenses. And at some point, you're going to want to pay yourself. But that's going to take a while. So you need to have the runway that will allow you to do what you want to do without having to sacrifice tremendously on the lifestyle that you and your family have become accustomed to. So just to put a nice bow on it, I think Brian's comment between having to choose between selling and helping, if that's what he truly meant, I don't think you have to choose necessarily. I think you can do both. I think you can provide a service to someone and it does not have to be looked at as if you are taking advantage of them or manipulating them because you're providing them value. So you just need to frame your mindset the right way. And I think that if you prepare as an individual in a fiscally responsible way, whether that means runway or whether that means a spouse or somebody else in the house that works while you're ramping up your business, you don't have to sacrifice on those two ends of the spectrum. And I think you can do a great job by just staying true to yourself and making sure that your ambition leads you and not your money motive. If your ambition leads you, the money will follow. All right, so tell me where you stand on this continuum. Do you have a conflict between selling and helping? Does this seem like a gray line with you? Leave your thoughts down in the comments. I would love to read those and respond back to you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.